Welcome back to another Hump Day Highlight Show. It's your boy Moroccan Los. I got my man DC back with me. Welcome. Listen, man. This shit right here is what we needed to follow up on, man. Last week episode got so much good reviews. People's jacking the World Cup footage coverage. I had to bring my man DC back for another installment, man. Round of 16, man. What like?
Yo, let's just start off with saying that Qatar, you are shaping up to be what we expected. Well, what we hoped.
Hey.
Would be this I'm here for this. This is literally today was like all I could say was like this is the World Cup. This is what we're here for. This is what we watch. This is what we wait every 4 years for. And this is the drum. This is the world's March Madness right here. This is
reality. And you know what? Qatarians, FIFA, I'm sorry. I said some shit last episode. I was talking about how Qatar is not the best environment, whatever, right? I will say this, politics aside, just pitch and games and the stadium.
Oh yeah,
best World Cup,
definitely, without a doubt.
And I was in Brazil for Rio.
Oh, where? Oh, nice.
I went to São Paulo, but best World Cup, like. First of all, shout out to the Japanese fans cleaning up after every Japanese match in the stadium and in the locker room. Thank you very much, Japan. You can continue to be the model nation in all of it, in all of FIFA. So I'm going to put that out there first.
And when I seen those the photos, I was like confused at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then apparently they started a trend because I seen another photo apparently. What was that team that the Ghanaians, I think, right? Clean up in the stadium too. So I was like, hey. I was like, or maybe it's just maybe it's just Qatari thing at the moment. Like everyone understands that, you know, like the respect over there. So they just rock on that.
So let's just start off with the game breaker, right? I titled myself Moroccan Los today because I think today we're all Moroccan, right?
Like, oh yeah, you know, Africa, you know.
Like, we're all Moroccan today. Dude, Hakim Ziyech, Hakimi, and the Moroccan squad taking down Spain. Did we see this?
Nope, because I definitely wrote them off. I was like, Morocco? I was like, yo, y'all going to give us a – I was like, it was nice to see y'all, but y'all out of here. I crossed them off.
We didn't see this last week. Fucking blindsided. Blindsided by this, right? So when you look at the game, right, and you know, I know some people are at work watching the game. I know it's hard to watch the game, but watching the game, Spain had a lot of chances to win, a lot of chances, and I think that Moroccan team, especially that back line, bend but don't break, damn near shatter but don't break. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And to survive, you know, the both halves, at both extra times, and then get into the shootout. First of all, right now, I don't know his name.
Bono.
The Moroccan goalkeeper.
Bono.
Bono.
Which makes it even crazier because, like, the singer. So,
this nigga is a legend. A legend. Facts. Like, if they beat Portugal and get into the, like, you know what I mean? Like, quarters? I mean, semis? He's a legend. He is a legend for, even, not even, right now he's a legend. Because there's only so many African teams that actually went to the quarters. I think the last team was, like, Ghana. You know what I'm saying?
Ghana was the last team, yeah. I believe that was the year that they beat the U.S.
I think it was, like, was it 20 years ago? It was, like, 2002 or some shit like that, some crazy number, or it was way long time ago, 2008 or something. But no African team since Ghana, way back,
2010, my bad.
2010, okay. Since Ghana, Morocco, like, kudos to fucking Morocco, man.
I'm not, yo, talk about knowing the game plan, sticking to it, and just nothing but heart and passion, bro, because mm-hmm. them legs, you can see those legs, bro.
Oh, it was gassed.
Rubber. So, like, for them to pull that off and continue just to literally just and not only just sit back and just but hit them on the break.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple, like, they should have scored. I thought as many opportunities as Spain had that they should have finished.
Mm-hmm.
Morocco definitely could have snuck a couple in also.
Yeah, I thought there was at least one good chance, definitely in front of the goal, where they was like, all right, how's that even in? You know, yeah. So kudos to that. But I think that, you know, this is like, yes, this is a, some say this is an upset. I say it's an upset, but a lot of people are high on Morocco and didn't think this was an upset, you know? But when you're looking at this Spanish side, first things first, if Kepa was there, I'm just saying, if they pulled Kepa up, who knows what he does in the shootout? Just want to put that out there. Even though he's not in the best form, he's injured, whatever have you.
I was just going to say, yeah, I'll give that to you because that's your man's. But
yeah, I know. Let me live, right, please?
You know, let me live for you, bro. Let me live for that.
But not only that, you know, for the most part, Spain is – I feel like their nucleus now is a little on the younger side, you know?
Yes.
Gavi, Asun Fati, Torres, even though Torres is a little bit older, you know, I feel like they're going to be really good. Pedri – in the next, like, this next World Cup, they're going to be disgusting.
Truthfully, I think they should. It shouldn't even wait till the World Cup. They should be showing out in the Euros. Euros,
yeah, that's true.
Or even the Nations League, like, they got a that team. As you can see, it should have been perfect because they had the right amount of youth,
mm-hmm.
and they had their experienced players. You know, and the experienced players were in the midfield also, which. Mm-hmm. Perfect, you know, so that way they can control the game, which okay. they did, you know, basically having almost 70% possession. Like, that's
mm-hmm.
wow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, actually, it's not wild for a Spanish team, for the Spanish national team. That's where, you know, but for them, I thought it was just going to be a lot more. I thought it was going to be a lot more, like, constant, just driving at them. But, like, they were just compact. They was compact. They played the lanes, Morocco. They played the passing lanes, and, you know, mm-hmm. and they had to do to, you know, scrap out this win. And hey, all you can do is tip your hat to them now. Like,
so when you're watching the shootout, right? You see Morocco. I think Morocco scored the first two and missed the third.
Oh yeah. I forget the other guy's name, but him and Ziyech hit the first two, mm-hmm. and. Listen, for me, as a former keeper, watching Bono make those two saves, man, I'm over here.
First three, remember, he blocked the first three.
No, I'm saying, like, when I seen the first two,
I was
going crazy. Like, wait a second, am I watching the right? Like, I knew the Spanish national team had trouble with PKs, bro. Like, mm-hmm. but I didn't think it was gonna be like this. I was confused. Like, looking around, like, yo, like, wait a second. Yo, I'm over here hanging on to the edge of my seat. Like, this, man.
I knew it was good once they blocked the third one. I said, oh, yeah, put a bow on this. This is over.
Yeah, it was over after that. I was like,
Hakimi, come seal this shit.
Oh, yeah, and that was perfect. That yeah. was, you know, like, even the third guy that took the kick, you can tell, like, he was nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way that he just, like, you know, he just kind of, like, rolled it over to Simon. So I was like, yeah, it could have been a little bit better. But I was like, yeah. Hey, y'all hit the first two. So, I mean, that's all you really need. You need the head start.
Mm-hmm. And two, it's like there's so much underlining narratives and stories in the World Cup, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the whole – Serginho Dest playing U.S. over Dutch and that whole storyline. I didn't know Hakimi was even Spanish.
Yeah, yo, when they said that and they was like, yeah, he decided not to play, I was like, confused.
I was like, oh.
Confused. Yeah, I was like,
Oh, so he could have been on the Spain team if he wanted to.
Yo, and just like how we were talking last week with the whole, you have him, you had Ansu Fati, like another, what's his name? And it's like, wait a second, like, y'all can play for other national teams and actually get this burn.
Right.
But look at you being a star over here in Morocco.
But see, that's the thing, right? Because he plays on, he probably would be a featured guy on the Spain club. Mm. But in Morocco, it's him and Ziyech that we really know.
Oh, that's right? That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
Anyone else in that thing, you over here looking like, I hope they
got to look at the fucking lineups. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who it is. And lucky if I'm pronounced the name right. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, I didn't even know my man was Spanish. And then I look it up. So he was in, I think it was Real Madrid's academy. I'm like, whoa.
Oh, so he got wasn't he got a profile and I didn't even know it.
No, he's got a huge like foundation in there because I think they said that his mother was a maid or she used to clean houses. His dad was a street vendor in Madrid. I'm like, oh, nah, this nigga's really from Madrid. You know what I'm saying? He just moved to Morocco within the last, I would say, I think he said it was like when he's like 10 or like 7, like adolescence or something like that. But I'm wait a minute.
Sheesh.
Some of it didn't add up because I'm like, how was he in the Real Madrid Academy and then he moved at 10? That doesn't make sense to me. But I guess the dates are wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. But yeah, man, I'm like, wow, this is the craziest shit. It's like the equivalent to that would be like if Serginho Dest hit the game winner against Netherlands.
Against Netherlands. I was just gonna say, yeah.
Like
that would actually be mind-blowing, truthfully. If they got that, if that would have happened.
And for Spain, right? You're the Spanish coach. A prospect that you herald to be on your team. Because remember, they weren't good. They couldn't get out of what? I think it was the round of 16. They kept getting stuck in the round of 16. So they thought this guy, Hakimi, was going to be the guy to get them out of that. Lo and behold, ends up going to Morocco. You're like, all right, whatever. You're not, you're upset about it, but you can't hate the nigga. Ends up coming back 360 to end you. How would you feel if you're a Spanish coach?
Well, truthfully, Luis Enrique, bro, he's probably on. I most likely you might see him get fired tomorrow. I really don't see it. That's how I feel about it. Like the way that they go through Spanish coaches, feel like he might get fired tomorrow. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
Because they have high expectations. Like, I feel like
expectations are ridiculous. It's almost like it's like I guess our equivalent is like the Yankees. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. It's either World Series or bust. For the Spanish.
But here's a team. Like, in all actuality, though, is this Spanish team that high rated on paper? Did you really think they were gonna be that good?
Not this World Cup.
Right.
And then, but like I said, I didn't think they were going to be that good. And then when I seen the first game, I was like, okay. But then as you've seen the next two, it fizzled out. Like what happened to that we literally just watched beat the living dog specs out of Costa Rica. But now you're over here, you're taking losses, drawing games. Like,
Right. So that's my thing about it. I'm like, wow, how does this even transcribe? Because I'm thinking on paper, like, okay, France, Germany, Spain, Belgium at the time, like superpowers. You know what I'm saying? To not even be scratching, sniffing the Elite Eight. Come on, dog.
Yeah, that's a bad. It's almost as bad as Germany. Not even getting out of the group.
I think it's worse than no. Germany's worse. Because I thought they could at least. When you look at that group, you're like, all right. You know what I'm saying? All right, man. Come on.
You couldn't get the two. All right.
Bro, you get fucking wiped and you're out of there. Japan ends up Japan put up a fight. We'll get to Japan in a second. Yeah. Japan ends up beating you and getting into the round of 16 against Croatia. Like, in serio. So let's go to that. Japan, Croatia. This one, I feel like this one was like a slow burn until it got tied up.
Okay.
Then I'm like, what the fuck is gonna happen here? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Croatia ends up clearing it 3-1 in PK shootouts. But kudos to that Japanese team, man, because I did not see them coming from, you know, I did not see them get out of the group stage.
Yeah, Jap, and that I was gonna say it's, I guess, almost like the African teams you would expect one of the Asian teams to just, you know, be a little sneak through.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Japan was it this year because they weren't on my radar at all. Like I had Korea on my radar because of, right, they won the Pan American Cup or something like that,
mm-hmm,
whatever that was. So that was the only reason why I had them on my radar. But Japan definitely took me by surprise. So.
And that's another thing too, because I was like, listen, not for nothing, Korea. I know Hoshi Ming is in there. I'm like, I'm rocking with South Korea. I know he's a baller. Japanese players, I know a couple of them, but I didn't think for the most part that they're really like, you know, they ain't really going to do much. But, so the Croatians, they got a tall task.
Oh, without a doubt.
And when I mean tall task, I mean like Bol Bol, Manute Bol, Yao Ming, Shaq tall task.
They got a taller task than they had. What was it? What year is this? 2018. Yeah, it's a taller task in that, bro. Like this Brazil squad.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Compared to France, like,
and you're going against a 19-year-old Mbappe. You didn't know who Mbappe was back then. You know what I'm saying? Like,
not going to be the same game, and it seems like Croatia still has the same players that were on the team in that World Cup. So still starting, still running, and they got a lot of old people. Brazil is going, I think they're going to run. And now, because they're going to run rampant on them, and now my whole prediction of them not making it past the quarters is it's kind of sad.
I told you.
Did you
see the systematic dismantlement of Brazil Korea?
Yeah, before the half, bro. That was,
bro. And mind you, like, they didn't even really put all the dogs in. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, Neymar came back. Vinicius had an assist. You know, this wasn't the full dogs. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they was dancing.
They still, yo, I was just, yo, I brought that up, right? Like, how I was like, yo, why is no one doing any like group dances? Yo, four different group dances from the Brazilians. So like, yo, that's,
they had the whole numbers. They was like 5, 6, 7, 8. You know what I'm saying?
They had the coach. Did you see that when they had the coach doing the group dances?
The coach doing the pigeon. Listen, I'm not going to lie to you right now. If Brazil wins the cup, player of the tournament, Richarlison. Easy.
He's definitely trying to show he's more than just Neymar's backup, truthfully.
And let's be clear, he plays on Tottenham. We see him every Sunday. I ain't see this.
You don't see this. Not every Sunday. Definitely.
I ain't see this. Maybe last year at Everton, we saw glimpses. I ain't see this. He's balling out of control. Like, he's out of control, bro. I'm kind of scared to see him come back and bring the same form.
He's going
to
be pretty pretty happy, especially with the form that all of his players are in right now. At least his front three. That's his front three. Kane, Son, Richarlison.
Yeah,
and then you have Bergwijn. So who knows how he's going to do with the Netherlands this week? So you know, no, wait a second. He got rid of Bergwijn, didn't he?
Yeah, that's all right though.
This is exactly like I said. Like, this is what we're looking for in the World Cup, and because it happened at this time, where now we have this in the January transfer window, and then we're right back in. It's gonna. The EPL is gonna be it's gonna get nasty.
It's gonna get great. I think we're back. What, December 27th? I think we're back.
Yeah.
I
think it's like I think they're having a Christmas game then after that.
That would be nice. I would like to see a Christmas game. All right. So let's just get into the slobber knockers here.
Yeah,
Netherlands.
Real quick.
Huh?
I was gonna say we can run through this.
Okay, yeah. Netherlands, Argentina, man.
Yo, I thought the Aussies would kind of pull a Morocco, but nope.
You thought what?
The fact that they won their group, I was like, yo, this is wild. Because I had Denmark taking the Aussie spot. And now this is,
you know. For the viewers at home who can't see me, I'm I suck my teeth and I'm definitely deflated over him just saying the fact that you picked Denmark to win to top the group, I should like slap your hands right now.
Not to top the group, at least.
To clear.
They should have beat Australia to get out of the group.
Who's on Denmark though?
I told you, you got my mans over there.
Right, exactly. 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 You got that nigga over there. Keep his ass over there. Don't switch sides now. But all right, so what you saying? You saying Messi and them is losing to Van Dijk and them? And what's his name? Gaspo? He's been balling.
Cody Gakpo has been balling.
I've been seeing some rumors. He's been linked.
Yeah, he's been linked since the summer. But they messed that up. He should have been on Manchester United before.
Okay.
They messed that up in the summer. It was a total flop on management.
Mm.
But yeah, now he's balling. He's still balling over there in Eredivisie. He can come on and definitely be a game changer for that game.
Mm-hmm.
But after seeing Messi do that thing, man, come on. Now I gotta believe in an Argentina Portugal final, bro. All right.
Listen, I was with you until you said that shit.
I'm taking Argentina.
Argentina over Netherlands easy. I feel like, you know, Messi finds some way to either score or create. And I feel like, I don't know, but Netherlands, they're a solid team, bro. They could definitely.
Yeah, they definitely are a solid team. I'm definitely, because they haven't been starting to pile. Like, they've been bringing him off the bench. And I don't like him coming off the bench because that's a lot of quickness.
Yeah.
He's good on the ball and he can finish.
Yeah.
Like depending on how it really depends on how they start this game.
They need to liberate him from Barcelona, bring him over to PL, man. I'm just saying.
Yeah, he had a stint. He did aight.
He did aight, but we don't know what he can do now. I'm off of the progressive.
You say.
I ain't say bring him to Chelsea. I said bring him to Premier League. I ain't say bring him over here. I said bring him into PL. He could be in Watford or something.
You know what I'm saying? In Leeds.
Right. He could go kill right now in Everton or what's the team that just moved in from Championship? Bournemouth.
Nottingham Forest.
No, not even Nottingham Forest. Them too. But Bournemouth. Nottingham Forest spent too much money this summer. They're good. They spent a shit ton of money. Bournemouth, he could come over there and you know, let me see something. You know what I mean? But
like that, yeah.
But Croatia, Brazil, we talked about this a little bit before. What are we saying, man? What are we doing? You didn't give a prediction yet.
Score prediction or just who's gonna win?
Let's do score prediction because we know both we both got Brazil. So let's see if we can hammer it down on a score.
Against Croatia, I want to give a repeat.
4-1.
I think it's 4-1.
I'm saying 3-1. But I could see 4-1 if
shit gets out of hand.
I wanted to say no for Croatia, like no, like put them on the zero, on the donut, but that's.
I feel like they get a late one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Or just some like a consolation goal. Like,
yeah, just don't even matter. That's already like 3-0 in the 80th. You know what I'm saying? Like
they score, and then Brazil's like, you know what? Just for good measure, they score in the 90th or something.
Yeah, it's like, all right, bring in Richarlison off the bench. Bring in all these people off the bench. Martinelli, bring in these niggas off the bench. Bring in Jesus off the bench. Like what?
Yeah, like who you bringing
starters off the bench?
Sorry, yeah, that's
you're bringing starters on the best club right now in the PL onto like you know what I'm saying? Like crazy.
The fact that you just said that, yo, the best team in the PL, their two starters are not even starting in the Brazil squad right at the moment.
Insane.
That's a scary sight.
Insane. And to think about Richarlison, who's not even in form in the PL, he's a man possessed right now. You know what I'm saying?
He definitely is. He likes to show out. He definitely does.
And he's young. I know how young he was. I thought he was like, you know, 26 or something. He's young.
Nah, he's young.
He's like, oh shit.
They usually say like after 22, you might not have any time to develop, but I don't know. I feel like he still has development in him.
That's bullshit, bro. Because you see people going on loans at 23, 24, 25. You know what I'm saying? So like you could clearly still develop.
If you're going on loan at 23, 24, 25, are you really in the squad?
I mean, you could be.
You might be, but
for example, the reason why I say that is because let's say, for example, that like I know Chelsea, right? Loftus-Cheek. He's been on loan 24, 25.
You're right.
Yes. Yes, he's been a little funky, but he's been starting this whole year. Granted, some people say he's a death trap in the midfield. You know what I'm saying? But regardless of the fact, it happens.
It does. You are right. That does happen.
It's, you know, but it's also dependent on, you know, coach and all that other stuff. But yeah.
Yeah, we could.
Morocco, Portugal.
Oh, you already know it's Portugal. Yo, they look. We over here talking about men, like different individuals, bro. This is a team possessed right here. Like they are playing great team football.
And to think about Ronaldo wasn't even playing today.
I was just gonna say, yo, the fact
holy
that
shit. The
fact that Ronaldo was like, yo, listen, I told you he's different when it comes to his nationals. He's like, listen, we need to win. If I gotta sit this out, and my man's he was like, listen, I'm gonna put you on. You gotta show up, you gotta show out. And my man's caught the hat trick.
So did he say that though? You know Ronaldo want to play every fucking game. That nigga was hot. This is a must win. You did not start me in a must win. Fisticuffs. Fisticuffs, bro.
I'm not gonna lie. I do need to look at the lineup again to maybe see like how they wanted to play. And
they put Joao Felix in the middle.
Yeah. So maybe they couldn't play. Maybe they couldn't play Ronaldo there then.
Because not for nothing, like granted, Joao Felix is great. He's a great player, but play him in the middle. That's what we know and see him as in the middle. We don't see him playing winger. No.
Yeah, they got Bruno out there on the wing. That's kind of
you know what I'm saying. Bruno's a shadow striker. Lead everything up through Bruno or the striker, and have Leao on one wing, and whoever you want on the other wing. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, it don't make sense, but hey, it worked.
I was gonna say, I guess that coach knows more than that team that I do.
Right, they are electric. So, more kudos to them. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? I'm gonna see your Portugal call, and I'm going to support Morocco. I left them behind in the waistline against Spain. I'm not doing that again. They're the only African team in the tournament left. I'm rocking with my brothers, man. Alhamdulillah.
I'm calling that they're going to score over 4 goals against Morocco because Morocco likes to sit back.
Oh, you're disrespectful. You're disrespectful.
I'm putting that on the line.
Let me ask you this question. Portugal plays Spain today. Who would have won?
Portugal.
Damn, that's right. No, that's right. You read about that. It's clear. At the last game, it's very clear. You're right. That angle went out the window as soon as you said that shit. Yeah, you're right about that. I can't knock that.
This is the one that we really got to hurry up and get into.
Listen,
England, France. It's time to box.
You know what that is. Listen, Saturday 2 p.m. I am locked in.
Oh, without a doubt, I'm home. Locked in.
Forgot my password.
I'm going back to Long Island to have my parents watch my kids. So that way I ain't got to be worried about nothing else but watching England, France. Because
locked in.
That game should be fireworks, bro.
Who you got? With that being said, who you got? It's the heavyweight matchup. England, France. Who do you have? First of all, do you have any players playing still?
Oh yeah, I have plenty of players playing on both teams.
Really? Oh yeah.
I got Rashford.
I forgot about Rashford.
I didn't say his name, but you know the fridge. Then we got Luke Shaw. We got Luke Shaw over there. You know.
Oh, Luke Shaw is so right. But on the French team, you got anybody? I don't think so. No.
I'm thinking about that now because what's his name? Oh no.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Oh, my bad, Varane.
But I wanted to say Varane, but I was like, wait, I thought he left, but he is on Manuel. You're right.
Yeah.
All right. So you got like 3-1 Manu players. Like what?
Oh, my feel on that is, let's just say if Gareth Southgate wants to do this whole thinking he can hit them on the break, when Varane will literally just put them in his pocket. Or Koundé.
Who is Varane putting in his pocket? Let's be clear. Who is he putting in his pocket?
Oh, whichever wing you want to put up there. But not truthfully, they would definitely put Varane on Harry Kane.
Okay.
And they would have him lock him down. And then I feel like Jules Koundé and Upamecano.
Upamecano's a dog. A fucking dog. He's a dog.
They between them two.
I ain't rocking with Jules Koundé though.
We'll see.
You know how I feel about him.
Yeah.
I ain't rocking with son. Yeah. I'm not rocking with son. Ah, fuck so, that.
Yo, he might, you know, they might put Saka, like, who knows? Like, Saka might really
going to go crazy.
Saka's not going to have a difficult game. It's either going to be Rashford or Sterling that are going to have the difficult game.
Sterling's out. He went back home.
Did he?
What the hell? Someone broke into his house in England, so he went back home. Wow. So I don't know. I doubt he's going to come back. But, right. So you got either Phil Foden's going to start or you're going to start Rashford.
Wow. Now, like, who else do they have up front?
You got
Callum Wilson and Jack Grealish. That's it?
Grealish. Oh, my God. This guy said Jack Grealish. I fucking despise Jack Grealish.
So do I. I don't understand.
Why is he the most, one of those, more like, he is like the equivalent of like.
He Gareth Bale, bro. Gareth Bale.
Nah, he's an NBA player. What's the nigga name? Chandler, no. He's a white boy.
Oh, Hero?
Tyler Chandler, no, Chandler Parsons.
Oh, Chandler Parsons.
That is the
you said that
equivalent. There. A hyped up nigga who's just overhyped and he's not good. He's not good at all. I don't understand why he gets paid this much and he's like, yo, you're not even that good.
Yeah, he's slow. Not slow, like what's the name, like speed wise, but he's definitely not. He's not as good.
You're not as useful.
He's more technical on the ball. That's not the game that England needs, though, which is why he doesn't start.
Right. So. I say you start Rashford, Saka, Kane up front. Let's go back to Declan Rice, Henderson, and Jude Bellingham in midfield. And then off the bench, bring Mason Mount in and put him up high. Instead of putting him in the midfield, put him on a
if depending on how Rashford is playing, mm-hmm. I would definitely if you start Rashford, I would definitely take him out and put I would put Foden.
So you do Saka, Foden. No, Saka, Rashford, Kane. To start?
Just start.
I like that.
Start. And then I would definitely Foden, like as a sub for Rashford.
All I'm saying is whoever's French wingers, y'all niggas is lucky. Lucky. Fucking lucky. Reece James is not playing in this World Cup. Or Ben Chilwell. More so Reece James. If Reece James was playing in this motherfucking World Cup.
Not Chilwell. I give Reece James, but Chilwell.
He all right.
Come on, man.
He's all right. I would say he's arguably better when in form and not and healthy. He's better than Ben White.
But is he better than Trent?
No. He's not better than Trent. No. Trent is a fucking bum, though. Let's be clear. This year.
Oh, yeah. This year, he is.
He's a fucking bum. He's not marking nobody. He's letting niggas score. I'm not fucking with Trent this year. And I'll have you know, if I hear any other comparisons between Reece James and Trent, I'm snuffing niggas right in their face. Because I don't want to hear nothing anymore about that.
Should have been listening. But truthfully, that comparison is going to stay the same. Because your mans can't stay off the injury list. So that's they won't listen. They are neck and neck.
What or not? No, we're not.
They're neck and neck. But bro, if Reece James did not get hurt, he would definitely be he would eclipse.
No, even but even
on
even
Trent's best day and Reece's best day, I think it's
stop it. Stop, DC. Stop. Now you're being crazy. Because listen to me right now. If Trent had to guard Rafael Leao for 90 minutes, two games, Real's getting the best of him. I'm sorry. He's getting the best of him. He's outpacing him all day.
Right now, or are you talking about like
right now?
Years ago, Trent.
No.
That's why I said that. Listen, we can't put Reece right now, so how in the world can we put Trent in there right now?
But Reece played him a couple months ago and had this nigga right here. had a nigga right here. Hello? How much change you need? How much change? Oh, okay. Had a nigga in his pocket. Don't get me started with this Reece James shit. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to get worked up.
Truthfully, I'm gonna have to let you win that because you know Trent's a Liverpool guy, so I don't even know why I'm over here defending him.
Right, Trent's a fucking bum. At the end of the day. a fucking bum.
We'll leave it at that. He's a bum. We'll leave it there. And we'll
just... All right, so. I'm going to go – oh, my God. I really don't know.
I honestly – you do know because you see that back five that they're going to throw at them. and you know what these forwards and these wingers are going to do. They're going to make them look silly. Yo, look, this forward list, bro. Like, they it could be wave after wave with Griezmann, Mbappe, Dembele – Kingsley Coman, I don't even know if he's even like stepped on the field yet to like to.
No, he's so fresh. It's crazy. He's so fresh. It's crazy.
I really just don't see them literally. Yo, they're going to tire out Walker.
Mm-hmm.
Out Walker, Trippier. I hope they don't put Trippier in because he's just gonna get blown by. Thing with Shaw, Shaw might be good for a half. After that,
you know what I think it is too. I think it depends on how early France scores. France scores five. Let's say they score two in the first half, and England doesn't score. It might be over. If they score one, it depends how fast they score the first one. If they score the first one in like 10 minutes, might be bleak. Because, listen, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I feel like if France gets the first goal, then it's over. Because
that's what I'm saying.
because I feel like England is just going to try to do the whole long ball. Like, depending on who they have it, like you said, if they have Rashford, Saka, they're just going to try to hit people on the break. And that's not going to work because the French back line is too fast. It's too fast.
Not only that, they got all dogs. Yeah. All of them are dogs.
Yeah.
Except for Koundé. All of them are dogs. Koundé's a chihuahua. They all dogs, but Koundé's a chihuahua.
Yeah, he said a whole bunch of bark. That
I, I don't want to talk about this thing. What did he say? What did he say? He said, oh, I almost joined them. Nigga. Don't get me started. I ain't gonna warm up on this nigga, man. I ain't gonna tee off on Jules Koundé, man, because I really will tee off on this nigga. You know what I'm saying? But
that being said,
honestly, I don't know. I'm not picking a winner on that one. I just want to watch good football. That's all. I just want to watch good football.
Truthfully, I wouldn't mind if we went to PKs. If it was like
what happened last contact. Last contact PK shit though.
Yeah,
England nigga, Rashford was over there. They was calling them all types of monkeys and niggas and shit. I ain't having it.
That's another reason why I think I'm gonna go for it. But France does the same thing, so it's a what's name? It's a lose lose regardless. It really is.
Mm-mm-mm.
It sucks. It really does suck. Like, you know, we really, it's like we want to, like you said, like yeah. Fuck it. Shout out to Africa. I hope Morocco wins the World
Cup. Morocco to beat Portugal. I'm high on it. Hakim Ziyech, do it for the Blues, man. Do it for the Blues.
I'm gonna say Dalot and Bruno. Just do it for the Reds, man. Just do it for the Reds.
Fuck we'll them niggas. Bruno only look out for himself. We know that. That bitch don't want to. That bitch only passing for assists. He only shooting to score. He don't do shit else but trying to get on that score sheet.
I need that guy on my team.
And kick it over the goal.
Listen, if he was on USA, I need that guy on my team. I need Kobe. Take the 1,000 shots, bro. I don't care. Yeah, we just got to win.
Yes. Yes. But, you know, so with that being said, DC, are you staying with us for the football segment, the NFL football segment?
Yeah, I'll stay on for a little bit.
All right. Perfect, 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 perfect. So that being said, from football to the other football, we'll debate whether if it's soccer or football later on. We got my mans, couple mans in the world here. My man 50 Grand, Dean in the building. My man 50 Grand.
It was good.
My man 50 Grand, Farm Rappaport in the building. It's a lot going on right here. We got representatives. We got two representatives. We got two Giants representatives in here. We got a Jets nigga in here, and I'm rocking JoJo's. So there's a lot going on right now. You know what I'm saying?
You don't want to put on for the Ravens because your man's is hurt, and y'all don't want to pay him.
We'll get into that. I forgot whose show it is.
You're right. It's your show. I'm just saying. It's mine, not right.
Let's get to that. So first things first, man. Let's start with that. Lamar. PCL injury. He's looking like 1 to 3 weeks hurt. Still got the dub, though. Still got the dub.
Farm, you on mute.
Yeah, he is on mute. Jimmy G hurt his foot. He might come back. Doesn't need surgery.
Listen,
His foot is made up of that same material, too, if you didn't know. his Achilles tendon is made out of this.
You talking about Jimmy?
Yeah.
I got you. Hold on. So how we just slid right over Lamar?
No. I mentioned them both. I was getting back to them, but he cut me off.
You just recapping type shit. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, Farm Rappaport cut me off. But so like, all right. Obviously, the bigger loss here is Lamar, right?
100. Well, okay. Hold on. Yeah, 112. Obviously Lamar is the better talent, but if you want to talk about in regards to teams that could go, you know,
because Lamar still got the win. I mean, Russell Lamar, Ravens still got the win.
Yeah, but San Fran can still go. Like you know, San Fran is primed to go. So them leaving Houston. No. I'm talking about, so for them losing Jimmy.
No, but going with who, though? They don't even have a backup.
No, they do have a backup.
They do have a backup. They actually do have a backup. They had Mr. Pick 262, Mr. Irrelevant, went out there and balled.
He balled out.
He had some moments this year. He had his first.
He had like two or three touchdowns. Brock Purdy?
Nigga might as well be Mike Jones, nigga.
No, but
Brock Purdy, and I'll tell you what, he's pretty good.
But what I was saying, going back to Los's question, I think for this season alone, them losing Jimmy is really a bigger problem because Sam Fran is ready to go. Like Sam Fran, like, you know, with Jimmy Garoppolo, could fucking do the damn thing.
Yeah, I mean, they have been to the Super Bowl, and not for nothing, they've been ready to go for the past few years. If you don't remember, I think it was last year, maybe the year before, they were all struck with injuries after the Super Bowl. So that was another year that kind of pushed them back in terms of, all right, let's get all our pieces together.
That's a dangerous team. So, yeah, but, you know, obviously, but then who knows even though how Lamar even going to be able to fucking rehab, you know what I mean? Because, you know, he broke because they won't pay him. So I wonder if the Ravens are going to make him pay for his own rehab.
We still doing this now?
Until they pay the man, of course. We're never going to stop doing it. We're not going to stop doing it. Why should we stop?
Exactly. Anytime you talk about the Lamar, that contract conversation.
Pay him, nigga.
Yes,
pay him, nigga.
Now it's hurt. Look at him.
All right, so let me ask you a question.
Pay that man.
You paying him fully guaranteed? Let's say the number is 250. You paying him 250 guaranteed, fully guaranteed?
For Lamar Jackson? Fuck yes. Are you crazy? The goddamn salary cap is going up, I think, by like $12 million going into next year. It's going to continue going up because of the rights deals that the NFL keeps signing. Are you crazy? Absolutely, you have to pay that man. You see what they fucking paid Deshaun Jackson, and you see the product he put out in the field. So come on, son, stop and pay this man. You're supposed to be a fan.
DC?
You got to pay him. You got to pay him. He continues to show up. It's not like he's falling off and like he just, you know, like some regular quarterback. Now he's showing up. He putting up the stats every week.
Brother DC, I have a question.
What's happening?
Where did Lamar get hurt at? Where at?
On his body or the
No,
facility?
We're at in the game. What was he doing when he got hurt?
I think he's trying to scramble out.
No, he wasn't. He was in the fucking pocket, and then he had to fucking run because his tackle got fucking beat. He got fucking hurt doing what everyone was saying. And like, he didn't get hurt fucking scrambling. So that should be out of the fucking argument. Like, oh, you gonna get hurt scrambling shit? No, he got hurt in the pocket like a regular degular fucking quarterback would. Fuck out of here, pay this man. He'll be all right, but pay this man. Pay this man. This shit ain't never gonna leave.
What was the point of that? I don't know.
I just want to put it out there to show you guys.
What was that reference? What is that reference? Like, what?
I just want to continue to shit on this organization. I don't know. The Ravens are fucking.
Fair enough.
This is a terrible time for Lamar to go down because the Bengals share the same record and y'all in the same division. The angel is hot right now. Joe's hot right now and he's mad. So you know that.
That's true.
And the weapons are back.
Joe Cool? Come on. You can't fuck with Joe Cool, man.
Nigga, fuck Joe Cool. Nigga, that's been cool to me.
It ain't gonna end up well for y'all.
I never liked that nigga. Since LSU, I never liked that nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Funny? The Ravens, and since we're talking about your team, they might squeak by with a win this week against the Steelers. The spread is 2.5, but it is the Tomlinson coach Steelers, so we don't know how that's gonna turn out.
I don't know what Huntley's gonna do. Like, I don't know.
He's going to be running from J.J. Watt or T.J. Watt.
T.J.
T.J. Watt, yeah, he's going to be out.
Let me go.
He's a good backup quarterback. Like,
No, TJ. He is. I'm not saying he's not.
Nah, yo, Los. I used to, you know how I hate me some Watts.
Right.
You hate the Watts?
My hate for the whole family.
Except for the fullback. He might like the fullback.
He good people. He good people. But you know I hate me some JJ and TJ. Now, my hate for JJ has been correct since I started hating them. TJ was getting some of the backlash because it's a long thing. I'm not even going to do it to the show. I'll tell you quick.
He don't like niggas that line up. He don't like DNs that line up on the top of the screen. The bottom of the screen. If you line up on the bottom of the screen, that means you are going against the right tackle. And if you were the best lineman.
And traditionally, the right tackle has not been that guy.
Right. So
lately, you're getting some guys.
If you're going to be the best DN, the best
pass rusher, you might want, you got to line up against the best. So he wants to see niggas like Flash Gordon and them who line up on the top of the screen going against the best.
That's why James Harrison was a dog.
Joey Bosa, though. Joey Bosa lines up from the bottom a lot, too.
Right. You don't like him. You don't like him.
Is he coming back?
Oh, you don't like Bosa either?
You don't like none of the Bosas.
Nah, really, none of the Bosas.
Any pass rusher that lines up on the bottom of the screen, always, he does not like.
Not always, son. You see what I'm saying?
The only nigga he like, Khalil Mack.
Nah. I bang with Chandler. That's really about it. So I gotta really think about it. I don't really like defensive players, to be honest with you. I gotta give TJ his fucking flowers because the Steelers are shit without TJ fucking Watt. When TJ Watt is in, these motherfuckers are somehow fucking winning games. Whenever his contract is back, whenever no. It's not an obvious
like one and six without.
Bruh, TJ Watt is such a fucking animal. He got somebody else. I forgot the defensive player. He got him defensive player like 2 weeks in a row just because fucking TJ's there and he demands a fucking double team. It wasn't Cam. It was somebody else. Somebody was
the linebacker number 56.
Yo, bro, TJ is such a fucking issue. And then don't get me wrong, the Steelers have been a little bit injury prone on. Got bit by that injury bug on that defensive side of the ball a few times at a few different positions. But man, listen, let me tell you
that
something.
That back end a little questionable too.
It is. You know, Minkah Fitzpatrick can't do it all. But
Roll Tide.
TJ Watt is fucking ridiculous. Like, yo, it doesn't make any sense for somebody to be that good. It really does not.
I've never seen so many Minkah Fitzpatrick highlights this year in life.
He is doing the damn thing.
But since you were John, I want to talk about the 6.5 spread against the Eagles game.
Man, listen.
Wait. I forgot whose show it is, nigga. Hold on.
You're right, bro.
We'll get to the spreads. Let's talk about a former Giant first. I wish DC was here. A former Giant. Are we worried that he won't get picked up?
We'll just bring him back on the screen when he's ready to come back.
Yeah. OBJ. Are we worried he's not coming? He's not gonna get picked up.
He don't want to take a physical. I mean, excuse me. He don't want to fucking work out. And I get it, but you're gonna have like you coming over the injury twice, dog. Like we're gonna want to see you run a little bit. I get it. You know what I'm saying? I really do. Yeah. I don't know.
So like,
is it the same Giants GM? And this is for Dean, by the way.
Not bad.
Has the Giants had the same GM for like the past 5-6 years?
Nah. We fucking took Gettleman out to the fucking back shed. It was fucking.
You should have
did it a long time ago.
Needed a long time ago.
Okay. I would like to speak about this from Odell's perspective. Seeing as how things went down.
Excuse me, from Dow's perspective, we didn't care if it worked out. I'm sorry, I want to put that out there. I don't want to be.
Wait, farmer.
Nah, you gotta talk about that.
We were just gonna sod him.
All right. I'm gonna say
The Giants were just gonna sign him, but Dallas is like, Jerry Jones is like, listen, I need to see the boy run.
First of all, I don't give a fuck what Jerry Jones says. Jerry Jones is out there petitioning for niggas to get bit by dogs and shit. I ain't fucking with Jerry right now.
Excuse me, Mr. Lowe's. I was just trying to see what was going on over there. I just wanted to see what was happening. I just was, you know, me and the boys, you know what I mean? The guy in the front was, you know, our lead linebacker. I just wanted to see what was going on. He got a little riled up. Maybe I got riled up. I don't know. I just wanted to see what was going on.
Yeah, was you riled up in that civil rights movement, nigga? How riled up were you then, Jerry? That's what I gotta say. Jerry Jones is giving me a lot of what's the nigga name, man? The nigga from the Clippers, right? the old Clippers name.
Donald Sterling vibe. Well, I've never been caught on film doing that or anything like that.
But I'm still getting vibes though. I haven't been caught on film, but I have been caught on picture.
I love the blacks when it benefits me.
Of course. Michael Irvin's like a son to me when he's not doing coke.
When he's not doing coke.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn. You know what I'm saying?
course Jerry gonna say some shit like that. That's crazy. And if anything, you saw what he did to Dez. You saw what he did to Dez.
Oh yeah, that was ridiculous.
So I'm not fucking with Jerry right now.
First of all, I don't either. I'm just telling you what he was doing in regards to Odell. And I say Jerry because Jerry is the owner and the general manager. So it's got to be Jerry. You know what I'm saying? That's what Jerry said.
So if OBJ doesn't get picked up by the so the front of the race right now is Giants and Cowboys, right?
Which I don't fucking know why. Is he stupid? Go to fucking Buffalo.
Yeah, that's another thing. He should have left when Vaughn hit the tweet like, yo, bro, like he should have been gone right then.
Honestly, what are you talking about?
Him and Diggs?
Javonte Davis?
Crazy
Dawson work. Knox? Stop
crazy
it.
Work.
Stop
your man,
it.
Your man Briggs? Your man Briggs?
Stop crazy. It. Stop it.
Yeah, I should have been.
Ooh, I like that. I ain't gonna lie. I didn't
get it. It's probably because of the cold and shit and his knee and shit. But like, come on, son, suck that shit up. Let's go.
I was thinking that too. Like, maybe he doesn't want to do it because he doesn't want to have to practice in that cold weather. He can just chill.
Suck it up, bro. Get yourself another ring and be immortalized in fucking Buffalo. You crazy? They haven't had a ring since when?
You're right. You're absolutely right. But not saying that the Cowboys' chances of making it to the Super Bowl than the Bills is higher. But the Cowboys are a hell of a good team this year as well.
It's the fucking Cowboys. No, it's tired of it.
Bro, they're choke artists, man.
I know they're in your division. I know they're in your division.
He's in, bro.
But I mean,
okay.
Listen, I just hope you guys come out and represent that shit in the playoffs. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I just.
Uh oh.
I'll tell you
what you're talking about.
The Giants. How the Giants don't make it more than the Cowboys do.
I hope so too. We'll see though. You know, that fucking tie is gonna hurt us. Yeah, but Los, watch your mouth because listen, we tied the team that fucking beat the Eagles. So watch out.
I didn't even say nothing. I can hear the bullshit.
Relax, dog.
My bad. All right.
So the Giants are sitting comfortable at 7-4. Well, not comfortable at 7-4, but third in the East right now.
Nah. And then the fucking Lions are gaining, like, and then they own the fucking tiebreaker over us. There's another team that's coming up too.
I want to apologize deeply because last year, a little bit of this year, I was down. I was smacking the shit out of NFC East. I was. I'll say this right now.
Dolls.
I'm sorry. Y'all niggas are all in it. Even the Commanders are in it. I'm sorry to say it.
And fucking killing each other too while we're doing it.
Like killing, yo. But I don't understand why people do that. Yo, the NFC East, yo, they drop off every 2 years, but they always have two strong teams. I don't understand why people do that. They always throw us off like, yo, like we some bottom of the – bro, it'd be literally like 1 year that all the teams are trash. And then after that, all the teams that go are 8 wins or better.
DC.
For Washington. Let's
say 8 wins are better.
Nigga, 6 games last year hosted a playoff game. Let's be clear. Let's be very clear.
Didn't I just say last year was a bad year?
And the year before that wasn't good either. All right. It's been bad for a couple years.
Wait, did the Eagles win the year before?
No, I think the Eagles won 16, I think, right?
Okay.
No, 2019 they won.
Well, then that goes back to his point, what he was saying then. Every few years. And then the Cowboys always talked about as being good, and they do play decently, and they choke.
Right.
The playoffs. So 8-8
ain't good, nigga.
Instead, 8 wins.
8-8 ain't good, though.
Hey, listen, but then when Mike Tomlin gets it, it still means that he didn't have a losing season, though. So, hey,
yeah, because he got 17 straight winning seasons, nigga.
He's never had a losing season.
You look at that bad analytics, my nigga. You look at that bad analytics.
I'm just saying analytics can be used for anything.
You're right. The numbers could be skewed. Exactly. All right, so how we feel about the Titans firing their GM after that, after the Eagles beat them down 35-10?
Of course. And then A.J. Brown, the dude you traded them to, fucking wilds out on them. And think about this for a hot second, right?
Yeah, go ahead, D. Go ahead.
This is a team, and shout out to PMS.
Ooh, they, love that
they,
show.
I love it. But because they framed it this way, this is a team that could go. They were number one in the AFC East, I mean, excuse me, in the AFC last year. Why would you trade away our fucking weapon? Imagine what we could be doing with that fucking weapon right now. So why wouldn't you fire this fucker? Like, what else? And then something else too, right? Like, I don't know their plans up front, but then why would you let Roger Sheffield walk? Why would you do that? Because that left guard, you could probably put him at right guard and be he would be still effective as shit that you had and you lost Sheffield. Like, who else are you going to lose in this whole goddamn equation?
They you fucked up.
And then can we even trust you to get even more? Like, you know what I mean? Like, nah. Like, so they had to get rid of old buddy. They had to. He should have got fired that night. But after AJ Brown shits on them, the owners were like, "Yo, you got to go, though."
Didn't he get two touchdowns in the first quarter?
They should have heard. They should have. What's his name? Herm Edwards. Him. It should have given Devontae David.
Bruh. At halftime, yo, we was gonna relieve you of your duties, big dog. You ain't gotta worry about it.
He said, you are now the interim GM. Get up in the box, nigga.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm there trying to click the he just went to the bathroom, came back out, shit wasn't working. He was like, click.
I guess they're fine. In the game now? Damn.
He said, y'all kicked me out the building.
Listen, him and Frank Wright can fucking team together if fucking Chris Ballard isn't fucking fired yet. They can try make a comeback somewhere.
I heard that name in a couple weeks. Frank Wright, I bet you they wish they had him back now.
No, they don't.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No. You think they happy with Jeff Saturday right now? The first game was lit. Like, when he won, I was like, oh, maybe we got something.
Why wouldn't you be? Think about it. They were competitive with the Eagles.
Yeah.
They lost by a point with the Eagles. And then, if you think about it, you were competitive with Dallas all the way up until the fourth fucking quarter when Matt Ryan just kind of lost it. That's not Jeff's fault that Matt Ryan was playing like dog shit.
No, it's not. But it might be the fault that they signed him. You know what I'm saying? Like, they've been having
which, once again, it's not Jeff. I'm just saying, if I'm Jim Irsay, I actually see a lot more promise in Jeff than everyone else is seeing. Or if I'm another, like, it's like he's not doing a bad job. Considering what the fuck he had, he almost beat the Eagles with this fucking Colts team that was just playing like dog shit. We must not forget that.
Yeah,
and he only lost it in the Cowboys in the fourth quarter. That's when they scored 33 points. Actually, he was leading going in the fourth.
Yeah. The Colts fucked up when they stopped running the ball. They got the most expensive offense in the NFL, most paid offensive line. They dropped the bag on that team.
Haven't the offensive line not been performing to what we expect from them, though?
No, they have not.
They've been sucking a bag.
I just wanted to say, because I'm like, they should be way better offensively, offensive line.
Quentin Nelson is damn near a Hall of Fame. We can put him in the Hall of Fame already if we want to. Ryan Clark, he's supposed to be the top dog center. He's
Slow that back, Pippen. Slow that back. Is he Hall of Fame? I don't know if he's Hall of Fame right now.
Bro, how many years has he been in the league, and how many years has he been the top guard?
He's going on year five.
Yeah. Year five? Damn, I felt like he was a year longer than that. But he's been the top guard in the NFL for that long. That's not easy.
He's been a top guard, but then you can't have this kind of crazy drop-off like this with his individual.
By year five, Zach Martin was already a Hall of Famer.
Zach Martin's a dog, but you can put Quentin Nelson in that conversation with Zach Martin. You cannot.
Yes.
That's basically what I'm trying to say. That's not this year, though. He's good.
Okay. Ryan Clark
might not be as good as Quentin Nelson in the aforementioned player that you talked about.
No, but he's a dog. He's a Pro Bowler.
He is. And the fact that they're not performing up to what we expected, especially with how they were rushing last year, fucking Jonathan Taylor, was he in the 2000 club or close to it? Or was he in the 2000?
I think 1800 or something like that.
Right. Yeah. So if you do not have a workhorse tailback, you have to learn to invest your money more. Well, not more, but just it must be coaching at this point. You have to either do something with the offensive line coach or something.
I do want to say this as well, though, that we also forget. Yeah, Quentin and Ryan aren't playing to the best of their ability, but then we also have to remember, who the fuck is their left tackle? Fuck all. Who is their right tackle? He was fuck all last year, and he's fuck all this year. And then the Giants have their starting right guard, so who's their right guard? So, yeah, they have money in the line, but it's really with two positions. The other three are ultimately, as we can see, fuck all. So that also does attribute down to them to also playing lower. Doesn't excuse it. Like, you're still – there is still a certain level and standard that we expect to see him quit Nelson. Like, especially if you're doing a one-on-one block. Like, I expect that guy to be going off the ball. If he's not, then that's an issue. You're letting the rest of the fucking Drek around you poison yourself. Ryan, the same thing. But those other three guys must be fucking addressed because they are fucking playing like fucking dog shit because they're sucking herpy fucking filled dicks.
I'm shocked. I'm honestly shocked. I thought they were going to be great this year. Not great, but I thought they were going to be very, very good.
But then nobody expected fucking goddamn Matt Ryan to suck the amount of dicks that he's sucking.
Nah, yeah.
Like, he's just got to get the shit. Like, yo, he's taking a bag of dicks each and every fucking time. Like, first of all, how the fuck do you end up playing?
I'm sorry, what? He's taking a bag of what?
He's been taking a bag of dicks each and every time.
I just want to clarify.
I understand that the offensive line is having their woes, but for you to not even be able to be not even in your in whatever year it is for you to at least throw it fucking short and accurate at least there and not fucking throw it all over the fucking place and you get benched for a motherfucker named Sam was it Sam Ellinger who got him benched or was it somebody else? He couldn't even make it on the Detroit Lions. Yeah. You let him take your job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even your house.
Sam Ellinger went to Texas. He was supposed to be so good.
He was.
And what happened to him? Sucking a whole bunch of he
rolled the bench.
Fucking Matt Ryan sucking. They started sucking them shits together. And that's what he got benched for his ass. He came back.
You're not wrong.
Like, no.
He should have played over Carson Wentz, though. That's all I'm saying.
Not for nothing. And this is going to be terrible. Everybody's going to say it's the NFL. You got to get over it. Something that we cannot overstate enough is that they had a franchise quarterback. They didn't put enough money in the offensive line when they needed to. They did it when he was about to leave. But he has truthfully fucked them for a good while.
Royally.
And I don't even know the next quarterback. Yep, Andrew Luck. I don't know the next time they're going to be able to get it. I don't know the next time the fucking Colts are going to be relevant.
You got to understand.
Colts are going to suck dick for a long time.
Like, let's talk hypothetical for a second. You got to understand, like, and it's contract season. Everything is going up. If Andrew Luck was in the league right now, shout out to PMS because they were talking about this. Like, he might be getting like 300 guaranteed, 350. No, he would set the bar.
Indiana? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, without a doubt. Yeah.
But in all actuality, you know, just like what Justin mentioned, he did retire due to injury and stuff like that. And also a lot of more so home shit, you know what I'm saying?
No. Let's be clear. He don't even need this money. Let's be very clear. His daddy got old money. This nigga is an engineer major.
I don't know if he got old money. Dad made his money, yeah.
Dad got some money. He's got an engineering background.
And his wife is a gymnast.
He did get that. And then
he got the Stanford degree, don't he?
Yeah, he has engineering degree from Stanford.
What is his wife?
Yeah, his wife
has an MBA. That's what I'm saying. He don't even need this money.
NBA.
Yeah, why would I potentially risk getting CTE and this shit when this shit is the craziest? This is the craziest thing. Like, fuck all that.
I agree. I'm not saying he was wrong. I'm just saying he did fuck them. And I know Chris Ballard, when he's at home with his wife, curses Andrew Luck the fuck out for making his job that much harder. Because who knows if they – I don't know they're going to be able to find a quarterback.
You should curse out yourself. You should have protected that nigga when he had the chance. Broken ribs, separated shoulder, detached retina. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you what the human going to do.
Talk about post luck. They signed post Carson luck. Wentz. Like you got to fucking if I
no,
got.
But it's best
well, first, but first of all, they had the opportunity to get Tom fucking.
They did
Brady.
They did.
They had the opportunity to get Matthew fucking Stafford. But you know what y'all bitch asses decided to do? You decided to get motherfucking Phillip Rivers. Then you got Carson motherfucking Wentz, and you got what you motherfucking got. And Carson, now you're sitting here with Matt motherfucking Ryan, and how's that fucking working out for you? You need to figure this shit up, blow the whole motherfucker up, and just pray to God, because you motherfuckers ain't going to be good for at least another 4 years.
Let me ask you a question.
Matter of fact, just keep sucking dick until you can get fucking goddamn Peyton's nephew in there. Maybe he can help turn this son bitch around.
Nigga said
Peyton's maybe.
Nephew. They brought Jeff Saturday, right, as the head coach?
Yeah. Head coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny. I think the Colts got a bye week this week as well. So
let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
What's up?
first team to go to the playoffs within the next 4 years. Broncos, Lions, Colts, or Jags?
Lions. Bro, you're crazy. Broncos, Lions. You stupid? Broncos, what?
The Lions may get in this year. You crazy?
I was going to say, yo, Detroit, I don't know what's going on.
Detroit, I've been so high on Detroit all year.
Bro, and then they got a high draft pick. They're going to get a quarterback. They're going to get Jared Goff out of there. This shit may get nasty.
Bro, they're not beating the Vikings this weekend, so that's just going to take away their chances of moving up. In all honesty.
Well, you know time out. This Detroit Lions team is made to just fuck people's days up.
It's more just made to score. They're made to score. They're not made to defend, clearly. They're made to score. They're not.
But they can run it up, though.
Exactly.
Yeah, shout out to DJ Swift.
So that mental defense is nasty, but still, I don't know, bro. You just saying it like it's so definitive. I don't know, dog.
So definitely not. Broncos, Jags.
Get Russell Wilson the fuck out of there yesterday.
Listen, I'm not standing up for the nigga. I'm just letting y'all know this. Russell Wilson is not a bad quarterback. No, Pete Carroll is a great coach. We'll see what happens next year. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all I'm going to say. Because he's
how long has this motherfucker been regressing for?
Wait, Dean. Go ahead. DC. Go ahead.
I don't think he's definitely a good quarterback. But this, I don't know what's going on over there in Denver. But it shouldn't take you 14 weeks to get acclimated, bro. That bitch is
off the path.
He's not a – hold on. Hold on. I have a question.
Farm. Never been to Denver ever. He's off the pack.
Yes.
Farm.
It's that elevation got him lifted. What's up? What's up, Dean?
How many points did he score last week? Matter of fact, hold on. Fuck this.
They average less than 14. They average 15. They 16. They average 16 points a game offensively.
Averaging with that off, that's terrible.
But their defense is nasty though. Their defense is like top five. The Denver Broncos
are never going to be fucking shit as long as they have fucking Russell Wilson and Team 3 and they're poisoning the whole goddamn well. It doesn't make no sense. He has clearly been fucking regressing. How is the fact that fucking Pete Carroll decides to get rid of his ass? The Seahawks are legitimate contenders over here in the NFC.
That's
a major fucking problem. Geno Smith. Motherfucking Geno Smith is over here setting Seahawks records for like 100-yard games or something like that. What the fuck are we even fucking talking about? No. I don't want to hear a motherfucking thing. They overpaid this fucking man. He came over there and he has underperformed. Well under fucking performed. And we supposed to just sit back because he's supposed to be a nice guy and shit and maybe they'll figure it out. Don't get me wrong. The head coach, he sucks a bag of not only dicks, but donkey fucking dicks. But don't think he's the only one that's going to be blamed for this motherfucker. Not only does he need to lose his fucking job, so does fucking Russ. Hey, that owner's supposed to be a fucking uber fucking billionaire. Go ahead and pay this motherfucker. The goddamn fucking salary cap is going up anyway. Who gives a fuck? You got the money. Get yourself a new fucking quarterback. Figure this shit out. Even if you got to go play some, like, Russell Wilson stinks. Get yourself Taylor Heineke and see how you fucking do.
Nah, he is having an off year. When you start making checks from the previous team, it's a little different.
He would do better than fucking Westwood right now. I take anybody.
Taylor Heineke is a broke version of
he's a Kirk Cousins. He's a dude. Whoa. Stop.
We figure it out. Hey.
He's better than Kirk. He's better than Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins just got a – he got Justin Jefferson in a fire defense. Don't do it. And you got Dalvin Cook. Are you serious?
I'm leaving.
Kirk Cousins. Are you serious? You think he's better than Kirk Cousins, bro? Like, yeah. Come on,
bro. Kirk Cousins is not like that, bro. He is not like that, bro. He has a fire. He has a fire supporting.
Get him out. And you think?
Yeah. It's a round of horn. Get the nigga out of here. Get the nigga out of here, bro. Get the nigga out of here. Nigga fucking blasting and get him out of here. Get him the fuck out of here. Get him the fuck out of here. I don't got time for all that shit. Get that nigga the fuck out of here, bro.
I hate you, dude.
You done? This nigga talk about Tyler Heineke's better than Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, that's a little wild part. It's a little wild part.
What?
Matter of fact, yo, FedEx me some of that shit that you smoking.
Nigga smoking the same pack Russell Wilson smoking. That bitch off that Sierra pack. That's just that new high grade.
All right, before we go, before we get out of here, man, my last segment I want to get into, Baker Mayfield, man. Like, wait. Before anybody says anything, wait. Is Baker doomed to be a backup for the rest of his career now?
Yes. Fucking yes. What is there good or redeemable about Baker fucking Mayfield? We saw what happened over there in fucking Cleveland. They decided to send your ass over there to Carolina. You lost the fucking job to Sam Darnold, and then Sam Darnold lost the job to whoever the fuck is out there twice. Bruh, you're fucking done. You are going to be a career backup if you decide to stay in the league. Nothing wrong with that. Go ahead and make this fucking paper. But listen, baby, don't nobody want to see you as one of the top 32. I can tell you that right now. Go ahead, be a strong insurance policy. It's actually a moderate insurance policy for somebody.
Get Here's the thing. Would you take Baker over Russell Wilson in Denver right now?
No. I'm sorry. I'm very biased on this, but I would like to see Baker and Daniel Jones battle it out for the number one spot. Because I can't.
Baker and Daniel Jones?
Yeah, I'm just.
What the fuck are you talking about? You see, I like you. You good peoples. Why
would
you
know, listen, I know that's just.
The DC almost got the boot.
son.
He almost got a size 12 Italy test.
First of all, yo, DC. First of all, let me tell you something. This is why us Giants fans need to relax. And let me tell you why Daniel Jones is a guy. And matter of fact, we don't. He doesn't. Who is the guy? Who's the guy?
I'll tell you why Daniel Jones is the guy.
Who's the fucking guy? If you give him a number, I'm talking about you give him a true number one receiver, a true Broadway motherfucker out there, then we're going to have some real fucking problems. I'm telling you. You see how effective he is right now with the running game. You give him somebody who can actually pass to, because you see who the fuck he's passing to right now. No disrespect to none of them, but they not the dogs that we motherfucking need as that number one.
Yo, Dean, why did you
get rid of Kadarius Toney? He had fucking head coaches and offensive coordinators. Who'd he have? Macahoo. And then he had after that fucking Joe Judge. And then who's the fucker before that? I don't even fucking remember.
Kevin Kildrive.
It's been a system thing for him.
Bruh, look at what he's doing with fucking.
Nah, Dable's that guy for him. Dable's that guy.
Son, thank you.
That's what I'm saying. He's not that bad. We get him. I'm telling you, he's our guy. We fucking get rid of him. Try to find other people. It's not gonna go well for us. It's bad out there for teams who have no fucking kind of guy quarterback.
I don't want to just get rid of him. I want them to cultivate somebody.
It's not Baker.
Definitely not Baker.
I'll tell you why.
I don't even want Baker in the building.
That guy. Take the over on him rushing every time on FanDuel. He will win you some money. He is that guy.
Absolutely.
Shout out to 2 weeks ago on Thanksgiving, he fucked niggas, but
that was the only time.
So Baker to the Rams, right?
They need him.
Obviously, Stafford's done for the season. Is the Rams season the over? Rams.
Yes, the Rams are done. Yes. Who gives a fuck?
They're bro, dead. What? The Rams are fucking last in the NFC East. The Seahawks are standing tall at 8-4. They're not beating the Seahawks at 7-5. They might beat the Cardinals. I don't know what the fuck's good with them. Very disappointing.
Call Duty's out. That's
very, very, bro.
Call Duty's out.
That's been very.
I wanted to get his jersey too. Yeah. That's crazy.
Arizona's out. So
if you get Kyler's jersey, you gotta make sure you get the one with the COD Warfare on the front.
Shut the fuck up.
You gotta get his jersey.
I'm gonna just get more jerseys.
For the month of October and December, he don't play for the Cardinals. He plays for Twitch. He plays for Twitch. He don't play for Cardinals.
That's honest.
Hard Knocks. That's a body double. That's not even.
He's watching no film.
Zero.
At all.
Yo. So before
the only film he's watching is his kill cam. That's the only thing he's watching.
His kill cam. You're terrible, bro. Let Kyler live. I mean, they're going to fire Kingsbury before him anyway. So we'll see how it all pans out. Kingsbury might go back to college.
If a 5-foot midget is telling me to shut the fuck up.
Calm the fuck down, bro.
I'm telling the left tackle, don't even block for that nigga.
He dies.
Don't even block for that nigga. We're going to see who's calm, all right?
All right, so listen.
I'm Cliff Kingsbury right now.
Yeah, kill that nigga. Yeah. 57 wide right, kill Kyler on three.
That's fucked
oh
up.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, tuned in to our show.
57 war zone UAV. Care package. That's their new place. Care package, give it to John Connor.
Wanna call your own place? Go ahead and do it.
But yeah, what are you saying? Farm?
No, yeah, I was saying I tuned in when you guys were talking about soccer, and I got the matchups on my sheet. I want to actually get you guys predictions about what's going to happen this weekend.
We did
between
already.
Soccer.
We did that already.
Okay, my bad. Can we talk college football and the NFL then?
No, we got to get out of here.
Run through your prediction real quick, Farm.
Yeah.
I was going to name them. Say less. When it comes to the Raiders and the Rams,
you know, big boy going. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna just.
This is why I didn't want to do it. You know what I'm saying?
My fault.
Big boy, I don't fuck with that.
This is why I didn't want to do it. See why I always kept y'all for the football?
I see why he was going to do the football.
America is not in the World Cup no more, so soccer's dead. We're not going to win the Soccer Lombardi, so I don't care about it.
This nigga said the Soccer Lombardi. You know what? Get him out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Not to be a mess for that, but you know what I'm saying?
He's not going to win the Soccer Lombardi. It's the Soccer Lombardi. Yeah, he's not wrong. That's what niggas call it.
We're not going to win the Soccer Lombardi. Who cares?
Where's that Reddit at?
Let me get this straight. A fucking punter is calling this shit the Americans.
Whoa, that's a soccer Lombardi. I'm sorry. Listen, he happens to be a fucking he was a Hall of Fame nominee.
Talk about it.
He was a punter. I don't know. He happens to be one of the biggest podcasters in the world.
Channing doesn't even consider punters and kickers real athletes. These niggas don't even wear thigh pads talking about Americans. Man, fuck Pat. I don't got nothing to say about this nigga, man.
All right.
Get off the nigga dick. Get him out the show. I got zero tolerance for that shit. Get him out the show. That's your man's. Get him out the show. I don't give a fuck. That's your man's. Get him out the show. I just want to thank y'all, man. Hump Day highlights. Appreciate y'all, man. DC, Moroccan Los, Dean Left, Farm Rappaport here. Appreciate y'all, man. Peace, love, and chicken. Have a good one, man. Whew.